your cry, says the Lord. And even this night, your prayer and your worship has ascended before me as incense. And even as your prayers have ascended before me, know and understand that even before my throne, says the Lord, the cup of intercession is overflowing. And there is coming, says the Lord, a great turning in this nation. For know and understand that even though judgment is ripe, says the Lord, I have heard your cry. And because I have heard your cry, know and understand that even in the midst of judgment, I shall remember mercy. For I am about to pour out my glory upon you, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O remnant church in Canada. Hear the word of the Lord, O remnant church in Canada. For no one understands that there is about to come an explosion of my glory in your midst, says the Lord. No longer shall you be called small. No longer shall you be called insignificant. No longer shall you be despised, says the Lord. For what I am about to do in your midst, says the Lord, shall cause the ears of those who hear the tingle, says the Lord. And no one understand that even that which I'm going to do in your midst, that the sound of it shall even rise up to the media, says the Lord, and they shall hear. And the sound of it shall even rise up into halls of government, says the Lord, and they shall hear. And they shall say, what does this mean? And no one understand that it shall be the opportunity for you to declare over this nation my word, says the Lord. For even as the founders of Confederation declared over this nation that I shall have dominion from sea to sea, no one understand that in this day and in this hour, says the Lord, I come to take them up upon that vow, says the Lord. For I shall cause my glory to cover this nation, even as the waters cover the sea, says the Lord.